Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Wow. You are connected to the Cultivate Show with Dr. Sharon Johnson. Today I want to talk about mammograms and breast cancer, early detection. Mammograms and breast cancer. For those of you on the line, thank you for joining me. It is your moment in motivation. I am looking at a great booklet here from Memorial Hospital, and it's all about breast cancer. Keep the promise. Early breast cancer detection saves lives. I don't know about you, but what I can say is that it is such an integral part of every person's life, man or woman, that we really do those mammograms. It's interesting, you know, and I'm committed to the process and committed to helping get information out. That's why I'm doing this. That is why I'm bringing this forward, because you've heard the story how many times I should have, could have, would have. And I'm not a doctor. Let me make that clear. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of business. And I cultivate, my goal at Cultivate is to empower, to inspire, to bring people to a platform where everything can be talked about, to heighten the level of motivation, to give opportunities so that people could just have fun, live life, have fun, enjoy everything. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So, again, This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Rage Show, and it is indeed my pleasure just to bring you this moment in motivation. So let's talk about mammogram, because these are some, on this booklet, it's from Memorial Hospital, from the Women's Imaging Center, and it talks about searching for answers about mammograms. What is a mammogram? The question, what is a mammogram? It's simply an X-ray of the breast. Usually two X-rays of each breast are taken from top to bottom and one from side to side. The early mammogram makes it more likely to detect and diagnose breast cancer at an early stage when it's most curable. What are the different types of mammograms and how do I know which one is right for me? Well, the answer is when you schedule your appointment, tell your doctor about your family medical history and any unusual signs or symptoms that concern you. Based on the information you provide, your doctor will select the type of mammogram most appropriate for you. And here it talks about digital screening mammogram. The most basic of mammograms, a screening mammogram, can be used to check for breast cancer in women who have no sign or symptoms of cancer. It usually involves two X-rays of each breast and makes it possible to detect tumors that cannot be felt. If your screening mammogram finds an area of concern, you will be referred for additional tests, including a diagnostic mammogram. And so the next one is digital diagnostic mammogram. This type of mammogram can be used to check for breast cancer after a lump or other symptoms have been found. It can also be used to evaluate changes found during a screen mammogram or to look at breast tissue in special situations, for example, if you have breast implants. This type of mammogram will involve more X-rays pictures in order to provide a view of the breast from several angles. Again, folks, you're listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Rage Show. I'm bringing you this wonderful moment in motivation to let you know that you are destined with a purpose through faith. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, what's going on. It means that you are just alive and kicking and you are well. You are actually very well. You know, sometimes we get so caught up into thinking things and so many things are happening around us, and we just can't. It happens to everybody. You know, no matter where you are in your life, things are happening and you're going through. But here on the Cultivate Show, it is a moment. It is a moment that we can look forward to, a moment where you can feel empowered and motivated. So join me anytime you're ready. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get a lot more information. So to continue these answers about mammogram, there's one more type of mammogram mentioned here. Digital tomosynthesis is a special kind of mammogram. They call this a TOMO, T-O-M-O, the digital tomosynthesis mammogram. And this one is a special kind of mammogram that produces a three-dimensional image of the breast by using several low-dose X-rays. Oh, wow, low-dose X-rays, right? And in this information, it tells you that these are low-dose X-rays. Now, the next question I see here, which is really good, I'm sure a lot of people are probably wondering with these, why should I choose to do a mammogram? And the information that I'm looking at is from Memorial Hospital. So it says, from the moment you enter the hospital, you're greeted by a team of highly qualified doctors. And so Memorial Hospital is always close to my heart. That's where I had my daughter. So it's a good place to go to if you're looking for a place for your screening. And then it says, aside from yearly mammograms, is there more I can do to help prevent cancer? And what are the screening guidelines? Very good question. You can lower your risk of developing cancer by having a breast exam each year when you have your annual physical and by performing monthly breast self-examination. Also, try to exercise regularly, keep a healthy weight with a low-fat diet, drink alcohol in moderation, and pay attention to any significant changes in your body and overall health. guidelines for screening a mammogram included having a baseline mammogram at age 40 and having a mammogram every year thereafter. Wow. What is a breast ultrasound? Well, the answer is sound waves are used to make image of the breast. There is no radiation. You might have a breast ultrasound if you have dense breasts, a family history of breast cancer, a prior history of breast cancer, a lump or pain in your breast, or an abnormally, they say abnormality, that showed up on a previous mammogram. And it's asked, what is a breast MRI? MRI takes an image of the breast using special magnets. There is no radiation. It acts as an additional way to detect breast cancer or other problems within the breast. And he talks about the PEM. What is PEM? PEM is an emission mammography, a new and advanced type of PET scan. PEM, P-E-M, uses nuclear imaging technology to help doctors distinguish cancer from healthy tissue. PEM uses an injective radioactive substance called a radiotracer that is attached to the sugar, which is the glucose, because cancer cells usually use sugar faster than healthy tissue. PEM shows the size, shape, and location of a suspicious area in the breast. Now, remember, I am not a doctor. Let's make this clear, of medicine, not a medical doctor. But what I can say to you is that this information I'm telling you comes from Memorial Hospital Women's Imaging Center. And because I'm dedicating the Conservation Show to breast cancer this month, I choose to read from it. So everything I'm reading comes from that. There is nothing that I'm telling you that is made up in my mind and this medical information that I'm providing. So, folks, this is all for now. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Age Show, dedicating to all friends and families and people all across the globe. It is time to wake up, get up. You can look up, you can get up, have some fun, do something special. Tell people you love them. It doesn't matter who they are. Just do what you have to do every time. Listen, every day is a day. Every day is a great day above ground. It's Dr. Sharon Johnson in the Empowerment Environment. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated.